Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with colleague Jonathan Schanzer, Executive Director of Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, about what we can know, what we do know about the return of the hostages, turning on the three men who were most recently released and their condition. Horror. Jonathan describes what we know for certain. We don't have more of it from all of the hostages released, but these three men, we do have something. More to come. Jonathan Schanzer, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Gaza war. Incomplete. More of this tonight.
Yes, I've seen the same reports, John. It seems as though these men were tortured. It seems as though these men were starved. I was seeing reports that that they were not able to get up, that they had to remain seated or lying down. They were not actually able to walk, even when they weren't being held up by chains. So these are people that I think have been exposed to just horrific torture and suffering. There is, I think, a world in which Hamas maybe realized that the release of these hostages would come back, it would be blowback on them, that it would become clear to the world what they have done. And that may be actually why they have decided to halt these negotiations, not because of something that Bibi said or did, or that the negotiator said or did, or what Trump said or did. It could actually come down to the reputational harm that Hamas now understands that it will incur when it releases more of the men that it has held hostage.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.